are facing a dilemma. I'm doing everything to live healthily, walking a bit every day, eating well, and this is all helping to prolong my life. That's the last thing I want to do. The doctor once said to me, "Are you afraid of dying?" I answered immediately, "No, I'm afraid of living."
Why are you afraid of living?
Well, some people will give the excuse that you're depressed. Life is a struggle. I've lost a lot of the joy of living. I've had a wonderful life up till a few years ago. It's tragic to end it in this way. For 20 years, I travelled with a backpack. Now I have problems even in getting to the local shops. The latest thing I might have to give up is driving, but it's a process of giving up. And I've reached the point where I would draw the line. I've lost the sense of taste, so there's less pleasure in eating. I'm awake at 3:30 in the morning, and there's very little pleasure in life.
If you could say one thing to the politicians, the decision makers, the legislators in this country, what exactly would it be?
Well, get this thing, get cracking, and listen to the people. Listen to the people who are aging. I've had 4 to 5 falls since January. I feel that's like slowly dying. Why should I slowly die?
You live on your own, don't
yeah.
you?
Yeah. And I have a very supportive daughter who lives around the corner. But she understands how I feel, but she's unable to help me, because if she helped me, the law would affect her family. So I quite understand that. I'm quite happy to pay for this myself, to act on it myself. But why should I have to do it? I'm in Great Britain. Why should I have to go abroad? That's what's wrong.